Hi, good morning. My name is Randy.
Good
I'm on a
morning.
recorded line. Thank you for calling the Roundup hotline.
Hey, my name is Joseph. I'm with the legal intake team. I have a Miss Andrea Buchanan. Last name is Buchanon. And her phone number is 901-859-4309. And she needs help with a Roundup claim.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Miss Buchanan, he'll take you from here. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Buchanan. How are you today?
Well, and yourself?
Good. My name is Randy Reese, and I did take down the phone number. I am on a recorded line, and this is just to help us move this along. And I understand you'd like to see if you qualify to participate in the Roundup lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ma'am, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, sir.
Okay, ma'am. And thank you. And this is just housekeeping. I promise we're going to get through this real quick. But I got to ask this so we don't step on anyone's toes. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Myself.
Oh, how are you doing? That's not an intake question, but how are you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Well, I've used it before myself, too. So, do you happen to know the subtype of NHL you were diagnosed with?
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I can't pronounce it. It's hard.
Okay. It's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that is also the subtype, and I think that is a subtype. Let me check. Were you diagnosed with any other form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you are aware of?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let me show the full list. And I'm sorry to hear that you even got that. Oh, that Roundup is nasty stuff. Okay. So you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right. I'm going to close that up. And you already answered this next question. You have not had more than one NHL, which is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I know you said it's hard to say, so just NHL is fine. Andrea, that's the only one you had to confirm that, correct? Just the one?
Yes, sir.
As if that isn't enough, right?
What you said.
I was going to say, as if that isn't enough, just to have the one diagnosis, that's enough. And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, sir.
And do you remember the year you were diagnosed, when you were diagnosed?
2022.
Okay. And do you happen to know the date?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay. You could give me an approximate, but I do have to put something in here.
In January.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, you knew it was probably right after Christmas, not a great time. Would you say it was the middle of the month? Would I be safe to put the 15th of 22?
It was the beginning.
Okay, it was the beginning. Thank you, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, I'll just put the 5th then, that right past the holidays?
Yes.
And they will, like I say.
The 4th. It was the 4th.
It was the 4th. Good job.
It was the 4th.
Okay. And did you use Roundup at home?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you use it at work also or just at home?
Just at home.
Okay. Now, it does ask for the address where you used it at. If there's more than one, you can tell me, or if it's just the same one. But can you give me an address where you used Roundup at?
1202 Middle Court, Apartment 302.
302, and what city is that in?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. Oh, you're in Memphis. I love it there. I have a brother that lives in, half brother, I should say, that lives in Golden Valley. Do you happen to know where that is?
No, I don't.
It's off the 40 is all I know, and I have been there. Okay, number 302, and that's in Memphis, home of Elvis.
Yes.
Oh, of course. You say that to these younger folks around here? Who's Elvis? I am not making that up. Really? Okay. And forgive me, I'm typing away. Okay. Now, Do you have any neighbors that use Roundup as well? And I'm not going to ask you for their names or numbers, but what I am going to tell you is if you do, and they also got the NHL, please give them my name and number. You are going to have that. So I would never ask you for their name or phone number, but if they would like to talk to us about it, please pass it on, okay? Now, when you were diagnosed, Andrea, were you between 18 and 79 years old?
Yes, I was.
Thank you, ma'am.
I am.
And, ma'am, how many years would you say you used Roundup?
Approximately like 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, most people used it for a bit. So I'll put 12. And throughout that 12 years, obviously, you have used Roundup for at least 10 days or more throughout that 12 years?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, are we talking on a smartphone or a landline phone?
I was talking on a smartphone.
Thank you. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the following are just some general illnesses that we ask. I'm going to go kind of quick. If you have anything, slow me down, or if you have any questions, okay? So it's, and I'm just yes or no answers. HIV or AIDS?
No.
Organ transplants?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis C?
No.
Epstein-Barr syndrome?
No.
Lupus?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your NHL?
No.
And any family history of cancer? That's the last one.
No.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, the injury that we're referring to today is NHL or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, Andrea, could you spell your first name for me, just for confirmation?
A-N-D-R-E-A.
Thank you. And your last name?
D-U-C-H-A-N-O-N.
Thank you. And that is the way Joseph gave it to me up front. I just wanted to use that as confirmation. So I have Andrea Buchanan. And young lady, what's your middle name?
Denise.
D-E-N-I-S-E?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And do you have a suffix to your name, junior, senior? Believe it or not, some women do, okay? Believe it or not.
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Thank you. And are you married?
No.
And your status is single then?
Yes.
And can you please give me the last four of your social?
3001.
3001. Thank you, ma'am. And your date of birth?
10/16/1978. Yes.
No, yes, young lady, you are. Good job. Okay. When did you first learn of any connection between Roundup and your cancer? Now, listen, this could have been when you saw an ad on TV. There is no right or wrong answer. Could have been. Go ahead, please.
No, you can go ahead.
No, I was going to say it doesn't matter. So I want to shut up and hear what you have to say. Sorry.
Was actually just on social media, and I seen something about what I was going through, and I said I was going to look into it, do a little background and research on it.
Good for you. I really mean that. These claims, by the way, they don't in any way go after the doctors, the hospitals. It's strictly against the manufacturer of the product for not warning you folks. And they've actually began settling the cases already, so it should move through pretty quickly. And so far, you're looking real good. So you saw it on social media, and that's where most people are getting their information nowadays. Would you say that was maybe a year ago, last summer, or what's your best answer on that one?
It was probably about a year, year and a half ago.
Okay, perfect. Probably got you thinking the first time, too. And so when do you think, and there is no right or wrong answer, when do you think you first became aware that your injuries might have been related to Roundup? Was it perhaps a year, year and a half ago?
Yes, because I was starting to have breathing problems and chest pains, and I didn't know where it come from because I was looking at myself as a bill of health.
I believe you. And you're not the first person that's told me that, too, and they figured it out. So we're going to, about a year, year and a half ago. Thank God you did the research and kind of figured it out. Who knows? All right. So it's October now. Last October, half a year from there would be maybe around June of last year. Would that be, it doesn't, there's no right or wrong answer. Would that be accurate?
It's probably around, yeah, that's probably right.
Okay. And ma'am, what is your height? How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
And I'm sorry to ask, what is your weight, please? I know, I'm sorry.
like 231.
Okay, you're fine. I weigh more than that. Andrea, what's your best email?
abbuchanan6@gmail.com.
A.B. Buchanan?
Yes.
6.
@gmail.com.
Thank you. Okay. abbuchanan6@gmail.com. And I have 901-859-4309. This is a mobile phone, correct?
Yes, it is.
And do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, or email, ma'am?
Email.
Okay, perfect. And again, that is ABB. So AB, yes. Buchanan. Okay, just want to make sure I have two B's in there. Perfect. And do you have a particular best time of the day you like to be called?
In the morning.
Perfect. Me too. And back to the Roundup usage. Now, you're in Tennessee. You're like me. You get a lot of weeds. Seriously. I remember going to my brother's house. How many times a year would you say you used Roundup? Monthly? Every other week? Just your best guess.
Monthly. I did it monthly, like maybe 3 times a month.
Okay, I know. That's what I'm saying. Okay, maybe 3 times a month. So we'll put 3 per month. And you had used Roundup for well over a year before you got your diagnosis. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. And approximately when did you start using Roundup? Now, you told me it was 10, 11 years ago. So, again, that could be a guess, your best guess. So that would put it somewhere around 2012, maybe the beginning of summer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So I'll put June 1st. I do that date
because
July. You want to do July. Okay. I was going to tell you the reason I do that is because that's typically when people start spraying.
Yes.
So we're going to put July 1st, 2012. Now, have you stopped using Roundup?
Yes.
And when would you say you stopped using it?
A couple of years ago.
Yeah, probably after
you. Like in 22. Yes.
Did your research, right?
Yes.
Okay. I know. I can tell you're smart about that. So in 22, I put July of 22. Is that okay, or you want me to change the month?
I did.
Okay. And you stopped using it because of the reaction you had to it. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Like some of these you already told me. And did you do it all year long or just seasonally?
I did it seasonally.
Okay. And did you buy the premix, the concentrate? How did you purchase the Roundup? What type?
Mixed it.
Oh, you had the concentrate. Did you use a hand sprayer?
Yes. I used the backpack.
You used the backpack.
Yeah. You had the same shape.
I was going to say, you had some land to spray, too. Backpack. Okay. Now, did you ever use any protective gear?
No.
Okay. Believe it or not, most people tell me, no, they didn't. They didn't even think they had to, seriously. So I heard your tone of voice on that. No, you're fine. Now, how big of an area would you say you applied it?
Maybe like 3,000 feet.
Okay.
At the most, 2,000, 3,000 square feet.
Okay, that's quite a bit. Must be roomier where you live. Now, this was like fence line, yard line, curbs and gutters, places like that?
Yes.
Okay, yard lines, fence lines, curbs and gutters. You can tell I've used it. Okay. All right. And that was all down there in Mississippi, Tennessee, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And so your exposure was residential, and I don't mean to coach you, but your exposure was directly through yard work.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. And you were exposed directly. And yes, ma'am, you did personally spray Roundup?
Yes.
And you were always, the question is, how often were you present during the application of Roundup? I usually am taking these claims for somebody that the answer is always, meaning that you sprayed it when you used it. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'm the one to spray.
Exactly. So I always just put always on this one because nobody else sprayed it. All right. Now, going with the same formula that we already have, and I don't mean formula, but what I mean by that is the exposures that you had. You're saying, and this is low, actually, but I appreciate that. You're saying that you got four times a month seasonally. So if we had to round that up, let's say 4 times 10 is 40 exposures. I will tell you right now that just from what you've told me, the question is how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Just from what you told me, I can easily deduce at least 400 exposures. That's just simply 4 exposures a month, not even the full year for 10 years. You told me that you were 11 or 12 years. So what I'm saying is I think that number's low. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Most of the time when I ask people this and they live in areas where it's seasonally, usually those numbers are way higher. So now, having prefaced that, let me ask you, how many exposures do you think you've had in your lifetime? Do you think it's 400, 600, 500, more? What do you think?
It was probably more. Okay. I was just giving you a roundabout number when I was playing.
I understand. So would you be okay if I go with 600 approximately?
Yes.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you live near a water well?
No.
Do you get water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene?
No.
And this one, I know you're not old enough, but I still have to ask. Have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And you did use Roundup. You told me you had the concentrate. You mixed it yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
And where did you usually buy Roundup from? Home Depot, Lowe's, someplace like that?
Lowe's. Yes,
okay.
Lowe's.
Okay. And do you have any purchase information? And it's not required if you don't, but do you have any purchase information, such as like credit card receipts or actual receipts or anything like that you might be able to obtain?
No, I do not.
Okay. So who thinks of it? I couldn't produce a receipt for you for Roundup. I'm with you because, well, I don't buy it, but yeah, I know what you're saying. Right. Okay. No receipts. All right. Do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No. Okay, I discarded anything and everything.
Okay, good. If you do find any, please don't destroy it or tamper with it. Just leave it alone and tell the attorneys that you have some, okay? If you find any in the garage or something. Have you ever smoked?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time because of surgery or treatment related to non-Hodgkin's?
No, I have not.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
And other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
I knew those were all no's. I already had them filled out for you there, Andre. Okay. Now, and I can look this up on the internet, but do you know who your doctor is, your diagnosing physician?
Yes, Dr. Curtis Owens.
Dr. Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S?
Yes.
And last name?
Owens.
Owens.
Yes. There,
he came right up. He's right there. He's got good 5 stars too. I hope you like him. I hope he's a good guy.
I do. Great.
Good. Good to hear it. Oh, you know what? He's got 5 stars at all of his locations, not just the one. Did you see him in Memphis on Knight Arnold or on Park?
Knight Arnold.
Okay, thank you. You guys have pretty good medical care there in Memphis. You got the Danny Thomas.
Yes.
Yeah, I do know that. Okay. And I'm just copying and pasting, so I'm just tend to chat to let you know I'm still here. Okay.
No problem.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Okay. And I really honestly wasn't looking at the reviews, but they just keep popping up. So everybody really likes this guy. So I think you're in good hands. It doesn't always go that way when I'm talking to folks. So glad to see it. And how would you say having the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has impacted your life? And there's no right or wrong answer.
It was stressful. It made me depressed.
Yeah, that's the number one thing I get, depression. And I get that. I've had my share of illnesses. I really am older than you. I'm not teasing you when I call you a young lady. I really am. And a lot of life itself is stressful, but you certainly don't need things like this to add to it, you know? All right. You got that. Do you have any medical records? And if you don't, that's okay.
No, but I can reach out to the hospital insurance to get them for you.
Thank you, ma'am. You don't need to do that until the attorney instructs you to do it, because that's part of the package here. In fact, one of the things that we're going to ask you to sign via DocuSign is, in fact, a request to get your records. So I don't think you're going to need to do that. But we'll figure it out. Now, when you received treatment, was there a hospital that Dr. Curtis sent you to? Or did you get treated? Okay, was that not the one on 9 Arnold?
No.
What was the hospital, ma'am?
Methodist University.
Methodist, I know that one. You got a lot of folks from California moving out your way. I don't know how you feel about that.
I mean, it's fine. I want to move to California.
Well, I'd love to have you.
I would love to move to California. I visited California, and I liked it. Areas that I did visit.
You know, it's a nice place, but I'm going to say the same thing in all honesty about Tennessee. And what's funny about it is my half-brother, he grew up out here, and he went to Tennessee. He went looking around where he was going to retire to. And he just fell in love with Tennessee. And he told me, you just got to come out and see it. And you know what? It's in a lot of ways, it's very similar to out here, except that you guys get four seasons. We don't. It's pretty much always summer, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. But so, when I came to California, it was like in November. A couple of years ago in November, but I was in like the high desert. Is that what it's called?
Yes, ma'am. I used to live there, actually.
And it was cold to me. It was really cold.
Yeah.
I've even seen some snow.
It does get that way up there in the high desert. That's for sure. And I'm this whole time, believe it or not, I'm copying information about Dr. Curtis and Methodist Hospital and just plugging it in here. But I do have one question. The date that you were treated at the hospital, and it could be approximate, do you know what day that you were actually in the hospital?
I was in the hospital. No, I can't just give you a personal.
Just your best guess. Well,
January.
There you go.
2022.
Okay, that'll work. Because you know what? Again, you'll see they're going to pull the record, so they'll have that. And then the healthcare facility, that would be Dr. Curtis's office. So let's pull that up. And Dr. Curtis practices, I see this, he practices at the hospital and his own facility. Okay, so we're just going to put that phone number there. We'll pull that address. Knight armor. Okay. And when do you think the last time you went to see Dr. Curtis Owens at the, it doesn't have to be the hospital, just meaning your last time you checked in with him?
At the beginning of this year.
Okay, perfect.
In January of this year.
Did he tell you you're doing okay?
Yes, he did.
Good. That's not a real question, okay? I wanted to know. All right. Copy, paste. There we go. Now, did you receive radiation?
Yes, chemotherapy.
Okay, so you got chemo and chemo. Any surgery?
No.
Okay, thank God. Any stem cell transplant?
No.
Thank God. Okay, is now this 1202 Middle Court, is that your current address as well?
Yes.
1202, then let me just put that in here. Thank you. And that's apartment 302. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. We really are almost done. Now, we do request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact you if you we can't reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps us prevent any disruptions in the case in the unfortunate instance where we can't get a hold of you. So could you please give me an emergency contact? And what I need is a first name, a phone number, and if they're a friend or a relative.
Marcus.
Marcus?
Yes.
Okay. And
Buchanan.
His... Oh, okay. And phone number for Marcus?
901-513-1952.
Thank you, ma'am. And who is Marcus? Your brother?
It's my son.
Your son? Oh, I love it. Okay, good job. Now, when you say, I got to go back to the medical records. Now, you're saying that you'd be able to get your hands on the medical records, correct? Because they actually want to know that.
I will reach out to the hospital.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put a yes. You should go ahead and do that now. This firm's a little different, sorry. So let me go back to that and fix that. Okay, I'm just looking it all over. That really was the last question, so I'm just making sure. And have you ever signed documents via DocuSign before?
No, sir.
Okay, bear with me. I do have a firm. The only one question that was hanging us up, and so just for purposes of the recorded call, you can reach out to the hospital and get those records for us, correct?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, bear with me a second. It's doing its thing right now. Okay. Let me go into DocuSign here. Okay, Andrea, A-N-D-R-E-A, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Buchanan, B-U-C-H-A-N-O-N. I am going to send you a document right now. And this is a DocuSign document. And if you see any mistakes, point them out to me and we'll fix it. But I don't see any mistakes based on what we've got here. So I'm sending that document to you right now. It is going to come to you via text message as well as email. The easiest way to access it would be put me on speakerphone and just go right to your text messages. And there's a link. You click on it. You're authorized to receive information from me electronically and then just follow the prompts. Everything you're going to want to do is going to be in yellow. And while you're doing that, I am preparing a text message for you that has my name and phone number, as well as your attorney's name and phone number.
Okay, let me just start.
No worry. Take your time, ma'am. I'm here all day long. It's Halloween, so. How you doing with that, ma'am? I see that
I'm
you viewed
right
it.
Here.
Okay, cool.
I'm about to file. Jeez. I don't miss. I think I'm finished.
Okay. You should see a button. There you go. There you go. I was waiting for that.
Password.
No, you don't have to download. You completed it. So DocuSign, it's just a little marketing thing. You can close out of it. They're just trying to get your business by downloading the DocuSign app. You don't need to do that unless you use DocuSign a lot. As far as a copy of this has already been deposited into your email. So you don't need the app. I mean, it just takes up space on your phone, to be honest with you. Unless you use DocuSign a lot, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, and you could. Nobody. I don't. Yeah, I have to tell everybody that. Unless you use it a lot, there's no. I don't have the app, but I use it a lot. It's not necessary. Let's just say it's more of a marketing thing. But I suppose if you were a real estate agent or something on the road, you know what I'm saying. Then it could be beneficial. Now, I sent you two text messages, Andrea. My name is Randy Reese. I know I've said it a bunch of times, but I do want you to remember, because if you have any additional questions or anything, you're more than welcome to reach out to me. Now, within about a week or so, the law firm A4D, they're Pulaski, but that's the abbreviation that we use. They're going to reach out to you. I also provided you with their phone number. If you don't hear from them in like a week or something, send me a text message and let me know, and I'll get them on the horn for you. That's just a verification call. The call that I just had with you is far longer than what that's going to take. And I do appreciate your patience with me and giving me thorough answers. You did really good. And now let's just get you into the claim. And like I said, they have started settling the cases. And do you have any additional questions for me?
No, I do not.
Okay. So watch out for them little trick-or-treaters tonight. Okay.
I will.
And
maybe not, though. It's raining here in Memphis.
Is it really? Yeah, hopefully it'll clear up. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I need to get back down there. It's nice there. And I tell you, the food is really good in Memphis. I'll tell you that right now. But then you already know that. Okay.
Yeah, so, Southern cooking.
You betcha. Well, ma'am, it's been a true pleasure, Ms. Buchanan. You have a blessed day, and take care, and don't hesitate to reach out if you need anything else from me. And don't forget, if you know anybody else, give them my name and number, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.